Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise God for another day. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and it is so, so good to be back with you today. I have a fired up word for you today. Our nation remains in chaos. People remain unemployed. We are dealing with adverse emotions, whether it be animosity, anger, depression, fear. But God is still in control. And God has a word for you today. I want you to turn to your Bibles, to the book of James and the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 16. Again, that is the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. And while you are getting those Bibles ready, I'll remind you quickly of a few things. Daily Fire is live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study is live on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can tune in by calling that same number, 323-870-4180. We're on that same website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org, or you can follow me on Facebook because it will also be broadcast on Facebook Live and my YouTube channel. Facebook is Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. YouTube is The Real Rossi Williams. Now, if you cannot tune in live to Daily Fire, follow so that you will receive the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters or message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. That will subscribe you. And every day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive this powerful word because you do not want to go through your day without it. If you were unable to write this down, everything you need is at rawsi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, reading from the KJV. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen to that again. Confess your faults one to another. Talk about what's going on, in other words. Have discourse about the issues of life, the issues in our world. Your own sin, weights, and fallacies. With a spirit of humility, from a place of vulnerability. That is what confession is. Confession is to be willing and able and actually admit the truth. And pray one for another. Intercede. Lift each other up to God that ye may be healed. That resolution may take place, that the remedy to the issues may be brought into fruition into the earth realm, the effectual fervent prayer, the prayer of intercession, the prayer with vigor of standing in the gap for others, of a righteous person, someone who has relationship with God, availeth or prospereth or prevails much, many times, often. Hallelujah. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's daily fire is open heaven. Glory. Open heaven. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, today God stands waiting for you and I to open heaven with our prayers, to call out to him with the effectual, fervent prayer so that we may be healed, so that our nation may be healed, so that your household and my household, so that your body and my body, so that our churches, so that our schools, so that our friends and families, so that our leaders in every sphere of social influence and politics and spiritually, financially, so that, glory, we may be healed. God stands ready to hear our prayers. God stands ready to make a way. God stands ready to do what it is that we are asking him to do if we will open heaven. Will you cry out today? You see the state of affairs of our nation. You see the state of affairs of our world. People are now so angry about anything and everything. People are so divided. People are so adverse to one another for the simplest things. We're going off, we're sounding off, we're fighting, we're dividing. But God wants us to open heaven, cry out to him. He stands ready to hear us, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. God says we're at least two of us, and there are at least two of us right now. You and I gathered together in the name of Jesus. God stands ready to be in our midst. He's there to bring about covenant transformation, to allow our prayers to prevail much. Will you open heaven? Will you intercede? Will you stand in the gap? Will you pray one for another as we confess to each other our faults and our needs, our fallacies, crying out from a place of vulnerability? Glory. Will you open heaven today? We're getting ready to go into prayer, and we're going to open heaven. As we prepare to go into prayer, whatever it is that you need from God, I need you just to begin to speak it out into the atmosphere right now. My lines are muted. I cannot hear you, but God can. Begin to call out whatever it is that you need. Call out the issues. Confess them right now. Call out the names of your loved ones. Call out what you need spiritually and psychologically, what you need financially, what you need relationally. Call out what needs to occur in your home and on your job and in your bank account and in your body. Call out those in the hospitals, the jails, and the prisons. Call out the leaders of the nation and the world, whatever it is. Glory. That you need. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, just begin to call it out right now. Just begin to open heaven. from a place of vulnerability, no one else can hear you. You don't have to use eloquent language. You don't have to use eloquent words. You don't have to ensure that you have subject verb agreement. Just begin to call out to the Most High God, with whom nothing is impossible. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, just begin to call on him right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we need you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we need you right now. Hallelujah. 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 We come opening heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come praising your name. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are I am that I am. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are God, and beside you there is none other. So we call out to you. We cry out to you. We beseech you, O God, let your presence enter this prayer. Right now, God, we need you to open heaven and hear our cries. Open heaven and hear our plea. Open heaven and hear our confession, God. We need you to move right now, supernaturally, God. Do what only you can do for everyone listening right now, for those who will listen later. Father, come in and work a miracle. Come in and heal their bodies. Come in and deliver them and save them. Come in and make ways. Father, give jobs and allow money to flow forth. Father, we need you, and we just still come standing in the need of prayer. Oh, bless us now. Oh, bless us now, God. Father, you know what is needed. You see every person in this prayer. Father, we just ask you right now to send down your latter rain. Send down your blessings. Send down your power. Send down your goodness. Father, send down your ladder wave that just causes us to prevail and prosper, that opens doors and gives us favor. Give us mercy and grace and forgiveness. Father, we need you right now. We come standing in the gap for those in the jails, for those in the prisons, for those in the hospital, for those, Lord God, who are in the unemployment line virtually. We come standing in the gap for the healthcare workers on the front line. We come standing in the gap for the teachers and administrators trying to figure out what to do about the school. We come standing in the gap for the victims of domestic violence. We come standing in the gap, Father, for those who have mental illness. We come standing in the gap for the children at home who are not learning or who are being abused or don't have the right nutrition. We come standing in the gap for the parents who are grappling with decisions of what do they do? Do they send them back to the classroom or not? We come standing in the gap for those preaching the word of God. We come standing in the gap that they will rise up and give a powerful word of the Lord, because people need to know that salvation is nigh. We're in the last days. We come standing in the gap for every political leader. We come standing in the gap for the president. We're standing in the gap for Congress. We're standing in the gap for the covenant, for the cabinet. We are standing in the gap for every governor, every senator. We're standing in the gap for every mayor. We're standing in the gap for every counselor. We're standing in the gap, Lord, in the courtroom. We're standing in the gap for every judge and every defense attorney. We're standing in the gap for the state. We are standing in the gap, Father, for the homeless. We are standing in the gap, Lord, for the unsaved. We are standing in the gap for the atheists. We are standing in the gap for those who are depressed. We are standing in the gap for those who are doubting. We are standing in the gap for those who are suicidal. We are standing in the gap for those who don't believe anymore. We are standing in the gap for those on their last leg. We are standing in the gap for those who are in bereavement because they've lost loved ones. We are standing in the gap for the political divide. We are in this nation. We are standing in the gap that you will bring eternity. We are standing in the gap that you will bring healing. We are standing in the gap that you will bring divine peace. We're standing in the gap that you would rain down blessings. We're standing in the gap for those who are elderly. We are standing in the gap for those who are sick. We are standing in the gap for whatever the need is. We're standing in the gap. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Heal the land. Send down blessings. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We are praying for one another. We are believing for one another. We are praising with one another. We are shouting with one another. We are opening heaven. Hallelujah. Now, Father, hallelujah. I lift up everyone listening right now. Lord, that you would do it. Only you can do it in ways that only you could do it. Save, sanctify, deliver, set free, fill with your spirit. Father, empower them to be witnesses of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say amen. Come on, wherever you are, just begin to give God praise. We have opened heaven today. Just begin to praise him because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Victory is here. Victory is here right now. Your victory is here right now. Come on and just praise him. For everyone you called out, the victory is here. For everything you confess, the victory is here. Come on and magnify him as I give the altar call. And then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have stopped praying, who have stopped believing, for those of you who have stopped interceding, repeat after me, Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. I am delivered. I am set free. I am a follower of Christ. I am in covenant relationship with you. Accordingly, my prayers availeth much. My intercession availeth much. Now, Father, I decree that I have what I prayed for. Glory. I have what I believe. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on and magnify Christ. Come on and magnify Jesus. Listen, our topic for today is open heaven. Your task for today is to continue to go into the place with the Father in heaven because you've already opened up heaven. He is attentive to your prayers. Continue to sup with him and dine with him. You are now in covenant relationship with him. You can go boldly before the throne, ask for what you need, and watch God do it. Why? Because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and you are now righteous. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. for another powerful but practical teaching on daily fire. Glory! We open heaven today. Your change has come. Hallelujah! Share this word.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.